Hey, Lady Gang, welcome to Flashback Friday, where we bring some of our favorite Lady Gang episodes from the vault to you in the feed. We have over 600 episodes of this podcast, and whether you're an OG and you've heard this episode before, or you're a new listener and we're just bringing this up and you had no idea we had this person on our podcast, well, you're welcome. Small caveat here. We are an imperfect group of trio of ladies, and we've been podcasting for almost 6.5 years. If something we said in this podcast doesn't align with Lady Gang 2020, please give us grace. For instance, there was a period on Lady Gang where I was not into Taylor Swift. It was the Reputation era. I wasn't feeling what she was bagging, but now I'm like a Swiftie again. And so I just don't want you to hold me to that because we're all growing and learning and our opinions change pretty much every day. Without further ado, welcome to Flashback Friday.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
Take 5.
Take 17. Only took us, 15 minutes this time.
That's okay.
How are you, Gideots?
Oh, Gideots. I like that.
I like Girl. It too.
I like that you're sitting in your art room, Becca.
I know. It's cool. Your background's so beautiful.
Thank you. It was inspired by Leanne Ford.
It was inspired by her. She said to put all the art in one
that you hated.
But my gallery. And our decorator, Ashling, that we've used forever, she did the same thing at our old house. So when I got the validation from the two of them, I knew that this was the answer.
This is the secret.
Professionals are telling you what to do. You can't go around that.
Can't argue.
It looks really pretty, actually.
Thank you.
I like that there's not a lot of space between each of the arts.
There's so much of it. So much of it. Lucky lady that I am. Okay, well, now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'll kick it off.
Kick it
off. This is going to be such an annoying good week, but I had a very adult good week. Zach and I decided that since I'm not driving. I haven't been driving anywhere because if we go anywhere, it's the grocery store and we'll take his car. So my car has been sitting not used in the garage. So we called up the car insurance company, like all the commercials tell us to, and it's real, guys. They will give you money back on your car insurance. And I feel like a walking commercial right now, but it actually worked. Like, we got a lot of money back saying that my car is technically in storage, not being used. And I'm such a reckless driver that we pay so much car insurance for me that now we save some money. So guys, try it. I think that if you have two cars in one house, try one out. Try it.
But did you just pause it? Were you just like, I don't need insurance until June?
Yeah. So now we can't drive it, but we just tell them it's technically that the car is in storage and not being used. Uh-huh. So now that we've been extended for the stay at home, we're like, we might as well, cause I was paying a lot for car insurance because like I said, I'm a very reckless driver.
Oh my God. I'm going to do that too. That's really good.
Do it. It's great. And was like, it was worth it. Very so adult. So hot tip. Bad week. So Zach never has dreams. He's just not one of those people. He does.
Are you going to tell us his dream?
No. No, bitch. But so I am the one that always has crazy dreams and I always remember them. And I have a lot of nightmares. I'm very triggered in the day. If anything dark happens or whatever, it's a nightmare automatic. But I'm always comforted because I'll wake up from my nightmare and he'll be there and I'll be like, I just had a nightmare, and he'll cuddle me and it'll be so lovely. Well, last night after like 4 nights in a row of really bad nightmares where I need to like stage my bedroom, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I had another nightmare. And he goes, oh my God, so did I.
Oh no.
And it was the same genre that we were basically being fucking murdered in our house.
Whoa.
So I have to do something. I got to clear some bedroom energy. Something is happening.
Oh, did he need to like cuddle with you to make himself feel better too?
We were both just sort of weirded out. Like we just
sat there awkwardly.
Uh-huh.
We saged the shit out of that creepy room. So it can't possibly be that room.
True. It's not. I mean, the other part of it too is like we've lived in this house almost a year and I thought the energy was incredible. It's been so good. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really confused about what's going on. So if anybody has any
I mean, there is a global pandemic, you know?
True. It's probably the pandemic causing us craziness. The house was built in the 90s, so it's not that old.
It's got that 90s energy.
So it's not like some really like old-timey ghost haunting you from like the 20s.
No old-timers.
What if it's KJ Apa like haunting you from next door? Guys, now that you know that Riverdale is next door?
I saw him again taking out his trash, and his body right now is so good, and I can't...
Is he jacked?
I think I figured something out, actually, in my trolling on Instagram. So I was like, I need to confirm that was KJ Apa. It was. And then he posted about working out. And there's a guy who lives up the street, you know, the singer Cassie, her husband. And he's like this big personal trainer. And I think that KJ is working out with her husband. I went into a dive, you guys, but his bod looks great. Shout out to Cassie's husband.
Wow. You really connected the dots on that one.
Lady Gang investigates.
I'm scared of my ability to find shit out on Instagram. Scared.
I know.
Terrifying.
It's unparalleled. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Go.
So my good week is one that Becca might be pissed off about, and it's very timely. Considering our guest of our quickie last week. I got a DM on Instagram by Bay Area Shoes, and she says, "You remind me of someone who should be on Summer House."
Damn it. That's my dream.
I know. I don't even know. Like, what about, is it because I'm like kind of successful, but like a total mess? Is that what?
No, it's because I just day drink all day.
Oh, so I should take it as but a compliment.
Yeah, you should. You're fun and you like to party. But then the problem with you is that we've discussed it before. Like on Summer House, they have an insane ability to day drink into night drinking till 3 a.m. You can't do that. You can't hang.
Yeah.
It's the booger sugar.
It's the booger sugar. It's the night skiing.
Allegedly.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so my bad week. Obviously, times are like weird. And I've had a few moments where I kind of feel like it's like the end of days. Like weird shit has kind of happened where it feels like, you know, the end of the world is coming. So Jared and I were driving on the freeway up to LA recently, and we're driving. It's beautiful out. The windows are down. And then like ahead of me, I see this kind of dark cloud, and then it starts coming closer and closer to my car. Then we fucking hit it. It was a swarm of beetles or bugs or other goopy whatever, hundreds of these bugs smashed into my windshield, covered the entire thing. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
Was it that murderous hornet bees that are going to come eat us?
This was pre-murder hornets.
Wow.
So I don't know, but I've never seen, it was like a black cloud approaching my car. And then the worst part about it was one of my windshield wipers broke the day before. So then we're like trying to windshield wipe it out, but you can only see out of like a little. It was bad, and I don't know what the hell is going on.
I bet you there's going to be so many there's going to be so much roadkill coming up because the animals are not used to cars on the road anymore.
Yeah, now they're just
they just don't know to be scared.
Those bugs were just like, you know what, we should just fly along the freeway in a huge swarm.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They wanted the ocean beside there. They wanted the PCH.
They wanted that beautiful ride.
Beautiful. It was beautiful. They all dead now in my windshield. Yeah, it was disgusting.
It's so gross. I hate a smushed bug because, you know, when you see them up close, they are so beautiful and majestic. Like, I'm sure they had beautiful, like, mirror colored wings and, you know, like those weird, like, shiny bodies.
I've completely stopped killing bugs that I find in my house.
Yeah, no, I love the bugs.
I let them out.
Yeah, let them out. Let them live. Well, my good week, bad week has to do with outside. So I'll start with the good. As you know, I have a cool garden growing. Lettuce grow. Mm-hmm. It lives in my backyard, and I have been gardening for the first time in my life. And it's not really gardening. It's like hydroponic. You don't do anything except add like fertilizer once a week. Anyway, I'm flourishing. Like, I'm fucking making a salad every night from my own growings. Like, it is a beautiful time. And I've realized that next to the Lady Gang Facebook group, the second greatest Facebook group on the planet is the lettuce growing Facebook group that I'm a part of. And it's just everyone that has this vertical lettuce grower. And we all talk about when we're going to harvest and what kind of water heater we're using. So I'm a full-blown loser, but I'm so happy to have support in my community with my lettuce. And my bad week is that I found out that my spinach has bolted. I didn't know this was the thing, but I just want everyone to know, because summer's coming, you might be planting your home garden. So sometimes when a plant is not happy, instead of growing into like a little brain, like how you get spinach on like a little brain, what'll happen is it bolts out, like it gets a big thick stem and then the leaves are all spread out. It's called bolting. And what happens is the plant is unhappy and it grows out big to try to find more sun. Don't look away like you're bored. This is so interesting, Jack.
And I know, Jared just came home.
Oh, hi Jared. Want to hear about my bolting? Anyway, so the plant like tries to get out to where it might get more sun or more happiness, and it picks it up and you can't eat it. It goes completely sour. So what I found out when my Lettuce Grow Facebook group, as I was like, is this ready to harvest? And they're like, no, you got to take that out. It's ruined. You ruined it. It didn't get enough sun. So my spinach is bolted. Bad week.
Wow, guys.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to bolt myself in the lady gang. I'm just going to grow taller so that I can get more of the sunshine.
It's honestly inspiring. It's survival. You know,
that's survival.
Let me live, you know? I might be on the back of this
lettuce. Plants always do that. Don't all plants do that? They go towards the sun?
They do, but when it's too much, because it's like my lettuces and my cabbages are fine, but the spinach is like, it's like 3 feet long. It's
well,
fine.
Thank God we have a good guest today, because we could have just lost you. We almost lost you, but don't worry. We're going to resuscitate you shortly.
I'm sure Kyle Gardens.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our guest today is Hollywood royalty. She began on Little House on the Prairie and ended up in a big old house in Beverly Hills. She portrayed the infamous Lindsay Wallace opposite Jamie Lee Curtis in the biggest horror movie of all time, Halloween. And after Halloween was remade and incredibly successful in 2008, and fans begged and begged for what was obviously missing from that remake, we need Lindsay. And so it was done. She returns to her iconic role in Halloween Kills, set to come out sometime this year. Possibly, maybe, we don't know. The whole world is in flux. She also has an empire of her own, clothing, books, babies, and is the fucking OG of the OG housewives on Becca's favorite city, Beverly Hills. She is drop dead gorgeous and even prettier on the inside with decades of philanthropic work. Her latest focus is raising funds for Children's Hospital Los Angeles. This fall, she co-hosted Entertainment Tonight with me from Universal Studios and was probably the best guest host we've ever had on the show. Not only can this woman read a teleprompter like a champ, but guys, she was on time. You know how much time is. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, Kyle Richards.
Woo! Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Okay, how's quarantine?
How are you, ladies? How's everything?
We're good. We're hanging in.
And thanks. So happy to see you.
Thanks to Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's saving my quarantine. It's like something to look forward to. So thank you.
That's good to know.
Are you just
happy? It makes some of the torture a little bit worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've actually been really good considering I'm someone who suffers from anxiety. I've done really well during this quarantine for me. And I think that's because I have all my daughters with me, my husband. So that makes me feel more safe, obviously. But the show, when it started airing, definitely started going to the anxiety side, and it's just not fun to watch sometimes, all the stuff coming back and the tweets and the comments. It's just too much sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you get used to it over the years though? I mean, you've been doing this your whole life. So does it still like sort of sink into you and you feel it?
In some aspects, yes. I'm like, oh, who even cares? I'm so sick of hearing that. And I don't even care about that anymore. But then other things do bother me. So I really don't want to be that person. It sounds so stupid. I mean, I'm a mother. I have 4 children, but, you know, I'm human and things can affect me sometimes. What can I say? I get my feelings hurt sometimes. I'm a normal human being.
So the Halloween Kills movie, you're done it. Is it still coming out 2020 or do you know?
Yep. Yeah. Still coming out 2020.
Yes, we need it.
What do you prefer more, like being on set like that or being on set when you just get to be yourself?
I prefer being on set as an actress and producer. I mean, obviously, I love doing The Housewives. I've been here for 10 years, but it's just really a lot more difficult. You can't leave your work, you know, when you go home at night. And people say, does it spill into your personal life? It is our personal life, so it doesn't leave at all. And it's just hard emotionally. And if for someone who has anxiety, it provokes my anxiety. And it's a lot more challenging, actually. It was easier going to work every day in North Carolina at 5 p.m. and coming home at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And then it is on the housewife. So that gives you, that gives you any idea.
Wow. I mean, do you have any advice? Because I'm somebody that suffers from anxiety with personal relationships. Like, it's really hard to shake off an argument or, so I just was wondering, like, what you have that times 20, obviously, or 100. And so what are your tips to, like, shake off a bad encounter or like walk away and be able to be home and be present with your family and not be thinking and replaying that thing over and over and over in your head again?
I am the queen of that. So I don't think I'm the person to give advice for that. I have advice for other areas of your life, perhaps. That is not one of them. That's my specialty. For
same.
I obsess and I like, and if I care about somebody and there's been an issue, I will dwell and lose sleep over that and make me crazy. So whether it's, you know, a friend or my husband and I get upset with each other, I will obsess over that and torture myself. So I don't have an answer for you.
Great. So I'm the same. And you're a Capricorn too, aren't you?
Yes, that's what it is. It's a Capricorn thing.
It's our curse.
It is our curse. I so don't want to be that person. And I just, no.
It's hard.
Zero words of wisdom for you, my dear.
Great. Thank you. So,
but does it make you feel better that there's other people like that?
It is like such a relatable answer, though, because I'm sure most people, if you ask them that question, would come up with some bullshit answer that they'd preach on other people that doesn't actually work. So that is probably the most raw, honest answer, and people will love that.
Yeah, I feel like celebrities are honest. Celebrities will be like, I just get up in the morning and journal and
drink
then
water.
Drink a glass of water.
What I do is I like to meditate and, you know, put my, you know, and my aura out there of positivity. No, I actually do meditate for my anxiety. Today I was not having a good day, to be honest. The show and some, you know, just everything with the show that just can just really be too much. And today was one of those days. And I was like, okay.
Well, I mean, as somebody who has watched the show since the beginning and is watching right now in real time, we are a week behind. So when this airs, the new episode will be out. I haven't seen that, but I will say I feel for you. I think that it's very easy in these situations for the cauldron to spin and spin and spin. And whoever gets spit out kind of stays there as the punching bag for a while.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. It's hard. I think everybody, it's like musical chairs. Just nobody wants to be that person. And so you're all just trying to be on your best behavior, but as an honest person, sometimes that makes you the focus of all that bad energy. And so
I definitely feel like that right now. I felt like that in the last episode. I feel like that, tonight and in tonight's episode. So and honestly, you know, like, I'm trying to explain, and there's a lot of things we don't talk about on camera. Like, we don't talk about the fact that there's a camera crew there or audio people there while we're filming, you know, the show. It's our lives. Yes, we're opening up our lives, but we don't break that fourth wall, as we call it, of acknowledging that we're making a show. You know, we did this season a little bit when you saw the Bravo, Bravo, Bravo comments and things like that. We're like, okay, I guess we're going to have to break the fourth wall. But, like, something I couldn't explain, you know, on camera was that, you know, when we sign up to do The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we're making a commitment. We're opening up our lives. It's a very, very big commitment. It's, you know, it's something that we're, you know, involved with year round. So it's a lot. And, you know, I was filming Halloween and I flew back from North Carolina to, you know, do The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and be at Teddy's Retreat and all that. So when, you know, they tell me, you know, okay, well, the car's coming at 5 in the morning. You got to drive out to get in a car with Sutton and Erica and then drive another hour or whatever. And I'm leaving my house at 5 in the morning. I'm getting no time with my family. I'm not even able to drive Porsche to school. And then Dorit comes in, you know, at 1 o'clock with having her hair and makeup done. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I flew from North Carolina. I put mascara on in the car so I could be, you know, in the car at 5 a.m. And that was a big frustration. And you can't always explain every little detail with the audience, but I was just like, if you can't be here for Teddy and just show up on time, can you not at least do it for that part of your commitment? Because it's a big commitment and we all signed up to do this.
Well, and you grew up in this business and of entertainment and you, right. you are like obviously a professional. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so like, that is your job to get in that car at 5 a.m. and that is your job to show up and not let people down. And so I think people get caught up in it and they're like, well, who cares if this was friends getting together? Who cares if your friend's 3 hours late and got their glam done? It's like, well, it is friends, but it's also your job.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. It's like, you know, okay, yes. Would I care if in real life, if my friend came late with her, you know, getting her hair and makeup done? I wouldn't care. But I also, do I also, removing that part of it, do I think it's weird to have, you know, do you and your friends get hair and makeup done before you go work out? I live in the most ridiculous place in the world and I do not know people that do that.
This is an excellent question because we had like a little conversation prior and we were discussing like sort of this idea of glam or slam. Like what are the housewife rules as far as what you think is appropriate for having glam done? Because when you're on TV, you want to look your best all the time. But like, so, you know, at lunch, like, do you wear a lash? At dinner, a full glam? Workout, no glam? Like, what are the rules?
So to me, and, you know, over these 10 years of doing the show, these past few years since people have joined the show that do that, but like we never did that. We only had hair and makeup for our interviews. And if there was like some big event, you know, I don't think season one, I even did a big event. It's only my interviews, but no, I mean, and if I'm going to go work out, you know, on the show, I'm going to, you know, put maybe tinted sunblock and mascara on. Sometimes I don't have any on if you see me at home. Because that's, you know, although I'm on television, you know, that's my real life. I would never do that. So, yeah, I would not. Do I wear a lashes in the day? I'm sure I have, but sometimes if I have them left over and I'll like, you know, wash my face mm-hmm. and leave just the eyes because I don't want to rip all my lashes out. But as a general rule, no.
Do you think it's because you're so beautiful? I mean, I remember when you came to Universal Studios and I was standing next to you and I was like, your skin, you have butter skin. Your skin is so pretty. So I would just wear a tinted foundation or a tinted moisturizer and a mascara too.
It doesn't hurt.
Well, listen, I mean, like I said, I mean, we all like to look good and, you know, I get for certain things, whatever. I just don't get to the degree. I really don't. I think it's a little bit, I just don't relate to that at all.
Well, do you think we were discussing like if we agreed or not, do you think Denise has a right to sort of get mad about the three-way conversation when she's always having like a huge dick conversation?
Well, here's the thing. So at that dinner, she, right before the women start having that conversation, was literally talking about the size of her husband's penis again.
Yes.
Again.
Oh.
So, and then, but to be honest, that felt like, I felt like she was setting everybody up that night, honestly, because she made a point to say to her daughter, my friends are being inappropriate. And I was like, oh, here we go. And then, you know, later seeing her with her daughter, I was like, okay, so here we go. So it felt like it was a screaming setup to me, to be honest.
Same.
Okay, we had Nene Leakes, who's another housewife from Atlanta, on the show a few months ago, and we made her make, like, which we think is a great idea. We're like waiting for Andy to call us to make like an All-Stars, like Housewives All-Stars Summer or something. So I want to know who would be like on your All-Stars team from all the shows. Do you watch any of the other shows?
I do. I mean, I just, you know, to be honest, like I am on television, I produce television. I don't really watch television. I've started more in the quarantine, but yeah. I had to catch New York, of course. And then I have to watch Orange County because we're the same producers, same crew and everything. So I like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
But I was so shocked at the whole drunken situation with the New York
Holy.
We were texting like, my God, I mean, it would just never happen on our show.
No.
Like, never, ever.
No.
None of us have it in us to ever, ever. I die. I mean, I would be like packing my bags and moving out of the country.
Wait, can somebody explain what happens that doesn't watch New York?
So New York, they went to the house in the Hamptons, Ramona's house in the Hamptons, and it was like a frat party on steroids, but with a bunch of like women in their middle age.
Oh, no.
Like, it was just like drunk on another level. It was like the movie The Hangover. And I mean, we all on the show have drank too much and said things and done things we regret, blah, blah, blah. And then, I mean, like after last season in Provence, Teddy and I were like, I can't even tell you. We were like, we were not okay for 6 months. The stress of how drunk we got in Provence and how ridiculous we were. And the next day she was like, what did I say? Tell me what I said. And I was like, why do you keep asking me? I don't know. Please leave me alone. So we were literally so stressed, and it is like nothing compared to what I saw. I mean, I really don't know what I would do. And then they have like kids and the kids see that. I was just like, oh God.
Oh my God.
Do you ever have moments where, because I think about it all the time, because I always put myself in hypothetical being a real housewife position.
She's going to be a housewife at some point.
It's her dream.
And I'm always, the only thing I think is, do you have those moments where you're like, I'm not drinking this season because you're just too afraid of losing control?
No. Yes. I'll tell you why. I came onto this show, like, I didn't really know what, sorry, that's my sister again. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, but I always just said, I'm going to just be myself, you know, 100%. And the only times I've ever regretted anything, well, pretty much, were when I didn't feel I was being myself, like in the beginning mm-hmm. seasons where, you know, season two, and like, I was like, and then I was like, okay, no. So I, you know, you have to be yourself 100%. Mm-hmm. And that means you're going to say things you regret. You may drink too much sometimes. I mean, but you know, I'm a good mom. I'm a good wife. I'm a good friend. I have a healthy lifestyle. If you see me on the show, drink a little bit too much sometimes, that, hey, I mean, I do that. That's my life. So mm-hmm. if I'm here to be honest, you're going to see all that stuff. Mm,
I love this. That. All right.
I never trust when people go, I'm not going to drink on the show this season. I'm like, well, then you're censoring yourself and we're not getting
the good,
the 100% person.
The true
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you don't drink to begin with, fine, but you've got to be yourself.
Right. Okay. So before we have you figure out our girls' lives, we have a quick game, most likely to Housewives edition. And I have 8 questions. All right. Most like, who's the housewife most likely to throw a Zoom happy hour and invite everyone?
Me. me of our cast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, me. I've already been suggesting that and trying to get that together.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Who is most likely to say something totally inappropriate about quarantine and like how hard it is and then be like in their Beverly Hills house?
Doreen.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to donate to the first responders?
Well, we all did actually. So I have to, first responders, but I actually sent a text out. A lot of us weren't talking, and I sent a group text out asking the girls, and I didn't know if some would respond or not, that they wanted to with me donate 8,000 masks to the hospitals in most in need in LA. And they all immediately, even though we weren't talking, responded yes. So I have to say that, you know, all of us. So, yeah.
Who is most likely to clean their own home during quarantine?
Well, let me think. I think, I don't know. Maybe
who's like the least
Rena, me, Teddy.
Yeah. That's what I would think too. Who in your cast has secretly snuck to the hairdresser to get their roots done?
I don't know, but I have been with my looking glass and noticing some like some touch-ups I haven't seen. Meanwhile, I had so many grays and I did like too light of a color on the roots, but whatever. I know that some of them have been sneaking, but yeah.
I love really that.
Looking glass.
Yeah, and I'm into like, your picture.
I'm like, what's going on over there? I see that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, did you do that makeup yourself?
Yeah.
It's too good. It's too good.
Who in your cast is most likely to ask you to be a part of their Instagram live? Like, I'm doing an Instagram live.
Maybe Teddy, right? We're all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some tension, but yeah.
Last one. Who is most likely to go absolutely crazy during this time with retail therapy?
You know, it's funny. I say that because, which is so crazy, but the cast all say that I'm the biggest shopper. So, which is,
I would expect that.
I'm like, can you not say that on camera? My husband watches the show. I'm like, literally don't want them saying that on camera. Like, shut up. And then actually they used it at one point, and my husband like looked at me, and I was like, I don't know why it's so silly. But oddly, I have not been buying anything online at all, unless it's been like a birthday present to send to someone. Because honestly, where are we going?
Where are you going to wear it?
Where are we going? And I started like, support this company. What, to walk around? No, there's nothing. There's no point. My nails look like this. I mean, my hair has like got roots that are like reddish. I mean, where am I going? Nowhere. So I haven't been spending any money. Kind of amazing.
On that note, when we come back, Kyle's right. Going to fix your lives, because look at her, so well adjusted during this quarantine. I love
it. I love it. I
cannot fix anybody's life.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Well, we're back, and you're going to fix some lives, so.
Okay, here. I'm going to prescribe you all some Lexapro. All in a day.
Listen.
I really want.
When we tell our girls advice, it's usually to down a bottle of wine, so you're, like, right in line to how our advice goes. Okay, so basically, our girls write in questions about anything, love, life, career, whatever, and we give them some interesting advice. So our first question comes from PJ Jolie Pitt. He says, my amazing wife is constantly in tears because she has a group of toxic quote unquote friends who toss her to the side whenever they want, leaving her feeling left out. She gives people so many chances, and I know she'd be happier if she'd just let these bitches go and find some new girls. How do I help her move on from this group of friends?
By the way, this is Mauricio.
They're not her friends. They're not her friends, because if they were, they would not be excluding her like that. So the husband's right. She does need to find. Your friends are supposed to lift you up, make you feel good, enhance your life. And I always look at people personally and say, all the people that I'm attracted to in my life teach me something. They inspire me somehow, whether it's a design or, you know, they're a good parent or they're, you know, great at something that I admire. Like, so if people are bringing you down all the time, and I know that it's ridiculous because I'm on a show where you see some of that stuff, but we also support each other and care about each other. So she needs to ditch those people and get into some place that she loves, whether it's an activity, and meet people that she has something in common with, and she'll get a new group of friends and see ya to that other group that's ignoring her, excluding her.
I think we also talk about the fact that sometimes it takes people a long time to realize that friendship shouldn't be so fucking hard, and it shouldn't be such a chore with some people, because it is with a lot of friends that you have in your earlier life. So if it's constantly like pulling at your emotional heartstrings, it might not be the best friend.
Yeah, I think
that's a lot of stuff that happened with Lisa too, with Lisa Vanderpump. You know, I love her. We had so much fun, but sometimes I was like, it should not be this complicated. I mean, I have my same friends that my best friend since second grade is still my best friend. I have my friends from childhood that I'm still friends with my whole life. And I'm like, and it's, I've literally never had one issue with any of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think sometimes it's like good to realize that you can have toxic moments with someone, someone you might not always agree on someone, or you might, you know, have to take a step back, but you know, there's a difference between that and then having someone in your life that is consistently like bringing you down to a bad place. And, you know, I look at it like, has it been a year where you're still looking back being like, this fucking person's ruining my life? Like, then it's time to really throw it in, you know? And I think on
Housewives, anybody, a friend, a family, if I think that honestly, that if it's something that constantly is bringing you down and taking you to a dark place, like, we're adults now, we're allowed to step away from that. And it's, I look at my kids, they're so much younger than me and they're so much smarter than that. They just learn so much younger. They're like, listen, I'm pulling away from this because this is a pattern here. And I'm like, what? Why did I do that in my what the heck? Where did you learn all this from? Why are you guys so smart?
Can you teach me some things?
I love it.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I learn a lot from my kids too.
I love that. Okay. Next question comes from Anonymous. She says, I'm 25, live in New York City, and I'm single. I've always had my sights set on moving to California growing up, but I moved to New York after college and I fell in love. Most of my closest friends are in serious relationships and getting engaged, so I'm feeling a little bit left behind. Sometimes on the show, you compare New York to LA. Can you please talk about the pros and cons of the two and explain what you mean about being happy you left New York? That's probably for Beck and Kelsey.
Yeah, we both used to live in New York. First of all, well, I just don't think you should ever feel like you're behind. Like, there is no timeline for life. That's it.
Especially because of a relationship.
No. Because they're going to be divorced by the time you're in your first marriage, and that's fine.
And by the way, there's better guys in New York than LA, so don't be thinking you're going to come back to LA and find anybody amazing, because I'm sending all my single friends.
It is impossible to date in LA. I have tried and failed miserably. There's not a single good guy left there, so New York is probably the way to go.
They just seem to be like walking around the streets all day. You can like kind of pick them out in the crowd.
It's so true.
Nobody's a
job. And
they're
all like in a business suit and sharp, which I really like a man in a business suit.
Me too.
Yeah. They're probably an actor coming out of an audition though.
No, not in New York.
The big turn.
Oh no, sorry. I thought you meant LA. I'm like, any guy in
New York.
In LA definitely came out of an audition.
Yeah. LA is like, no, the whole actor thing in LA would be a very big turnoff to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, actors. I would not want to ever. I mean, my first boyfriend was an actor, is an actor. And
have you ever had like a torrid actor love affair on the set of something that like nobody knows about that's going to be like in a memoir?
No, I was married and had a baby by 18 years old. I missed that whole situation.
Damn it.
I know, I literally got married 18 and had a baby at 19 years old. I didn't get to have any sorted anything on the sets of anything.
You didn't miss
that. I do now with my husband. We have our, you know, whatever.
You guys have somehow maintained your spark. It's very admirable.
Look at her. I maintain my spark for her too.
Same.
No, but, and she, him, like, it's very mutual. You can tell that you guys are both so into each other still. And like, you got very lucky because after 3 years of marriage, sometimes I look at my husband and I'm like, you're still here.
Well, you know, it's funny because like, it's obviously hard for me to be objective. I know, I mean, we both feel that we're really lucky and we do talk about that in private. Like, not everybody's like this. We're so lucky. You know, we see our friends going through problems and they're like, they don't like hanging out together like we do. So we know that, but it's hard to be an outsider and like people say these things. And then I watch the show and it's like things that will make me crazy about him. They're like, oh my God, I love Mauricio. And I'm like, what? I literally want to strangle him over this. And everyone's like, it's so amazing.
Oh my God.
Why?
Okay, good.
I mean, his comment, like, it's like a path, man. Do you remember what he said? I was like, are you kidding me with that comment, that dumb comment? And everyone was like, he's the best. I'm like, great. Just fuel the fire. Thanks.
In Mauricio's defense, he did handle that awkward moment with Denise's husband really well at that dinner.
Yeah, he did. He did. But I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, thanks. That was a great explanation. Mo.
He was trying so hard.
He really was.
Yeah.
It was funny.
it was so awkward.
It was so awkward. And actually, I mean, it was even more awkward, but we can only show so much in an episode. Otherwise we'd have, you know, a 5-hour special.
We'd be for like a cringe special.
We're okay with that.
Exactly.
All right. We have time for one more.
Save that for.
Okay, last question comes from Anonymous. She says, years ago in college, I snooped on my boyfriend's iPad and I saw that he'd been logged into some sexual chat room site earlier that day. No personal information exchanged at all, just straight into dirty talk and basically talking out a porn scene. I was unsure how I felt, but decided to move on and forgive. It's been years since, but it sometimes still pops in my head and makes me feel unsure. What are your thoughts and what would you do if you're in my shoes?
Who's going to answer this one?
I don't know. I mean, I don't
kill,
care.
Kill, smash iPad,
murder.
I would never be able to keep that inside, ever. It would just fester and explode, nightmare. I would never be able to keep that in and trust it again. I would have to get it out and open and talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I mean, we've talked about like porn before, and I mean, I don't personally think it's bad, or like if your partner is doing that, but if you're engaging in it and becoming part the star of your own movie, then that's where it gets weird.
But I think it would create jealousy and like insecure. Social media is horrible in that sense. Like, you know, my husband, like, he doesn't even know how that whole the thing works. Like, he'll be like, how do I put this here, and how do I, you know, my girls and I will have to show him everything. And like one time I like was going through his thing and I was like, well, see here, you know, that I'd say the plus 99s with the DMs. Mm-hmm. I don't ever look at those because it's, there's a lot of them when you're on a TV show.
Oh my God.
So I don't look at them. So I'm looking and it's like, you're so hot. Do you want to hook up here? This and that. It's so disgusting. And I was like, ew, block. Fuck you, blah.
And like, meanwhile, women are ruthless. Like, women do that more than men, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, there's not creepy guys messaging you being like, it's so weird. Like, why do women do that to men who are on TV? It's so weird.
I have done that.
So weird.
Jack's the queen of that. She used to do that.
I used to do that all the time when I was single, all the time. But
men with wives, no.
Not men with wives. Just hot, like D-list actors.
They see them on the show and they'll like write a message and they've sent pictures. And I'm like, I don't get anything like that. I get like women and moms.
Where'd you get that top?
Yeah, I love your skirt.
You know, gay guys that, you know, want to say hi. We all think, you know, with just nice comments. I'm like, I don't get any of them. Yeah, no.
Women are, they are ruthless.
Women are very, it's just so weird. Because like I said, I grew up with all women and I have all daughters, but never, ever, 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 I mean, ever crossed my mind. That to me is like the lowest, the dirtiest, most disgusting, but like some people have no problem with it.
And some people believe it. Like there was a long time that I believed that if I messaged a Backstreet Boy, that he would leave his wife and marry me. You know what I mean? Like I believe like I want it that way, you know? And like, sorry. I mean, I never
want
did
it
that
way.
There was moments where I was like, Brian's definitely going to come off TRL and like come to my hometown and marry me, right? you know, because that's how we feel about television, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So funny.
Listen, Kyle, we're so excited. Of course, you're already watching, but if you're not watching, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills comes on Wednesdays on Bravo at 8, 7 Central. You can follow Kyle at KyleRichards18 to find out all of her going on. And we just like, just be gentle with yourself. You know what I mean? Don't worry. It's not, it's real life, but like you're lovely and you're so loved. Right, Becca?
Thank you.
Yes,
you are. Thank you.
Yes, as somebody who's watched, don't be fragile. If people have watched you for 10 years and you've had nothing but grace and people know your heart's in a good place. So it's a tough time now, but I'm rooting for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, ladies.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. And we will.
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Bannock. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Will Sterling, Steve Delamater, Kirsten Woodward, and Elizabeth Bequet. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in for new episodes every single week.
I'm Lola.
And I'm Megan.
And we're the hosts of Trust Me, Cults, Extreme Belief, and Manipulation. We both have childhood cult experiences, and we're here to debunk the myths about people who join them
and show that anyone can be manipulated.
Our past interviews include survivors and former members of the Manson family,
NXIVM,
MS-13, Teal Swan,
Heaven's Gate,
Children of God, and the Branch Davidians. Join us every week as we help you spot the red flags.
Get new episodes of Trust Me every Wednesday on Podcast One
or wherever you get your podcasts.